Get your popcorn ready because it's time for a movie watching party on Asteroid G.
You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein. With me, as always, is...
Josh, finish him, Schaefer.
So dirty.
That's why I said it.
Queen Bee. And Beth.
My God. Today we are going to be covering the new Mortal Kombat movie that just came out on HBO Max and I guess in theaters, but who among us is actually ever going to go to a theater again, right?
What are those? Right?
I know.
Sven and I actually looked into going to a movie this past Friday because figuring nobody was going, so like, what's the harm?
Yeah.
But there wasn't even anything good playing because we'd already seen it all. So
yeah, see, yeah. So the new Mortal Kombat movie is a reboot of the reboot from the movies of. A reboot from the video games of the original video games. There's been a lot of rebooting of the Mortal Kombat series now that I think about it. I guess I'm assuming you guys have all seen the original Mortal Kombat movies.
Yeah.
Yes. From the 1990s. I think we can summarize them by saying the first one is cheesy but dumb, and the second one's just dumb.
Yeah. I like the first one enough.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I think if you were 12 or 13, I think, what were you, like 9 when that came out, Josh?
When did that movie come out?
1995?
I was,
9 or 10?
Yeah, about 9 or 10, yeah. I think.
Yeah. If you were around that age when it came out, that movie was cool. I mean, I think even then we kind of recognized it was dumb. But, you know, fun for what it was. But the sequel was awful. Oh, God. Having gone back and watched all of them for the website again, like, oh my God, that is a wretched, tedious bore. Almost as bad as the new Amazon movie, Without Remorse. Which we will get to in a future podcast. But yeah, no, that, like, it's hard to imagine how they could boggle the second movie of the 1990 series so bad when all they basically had to do is just put a bunch of people in there fighting, crack some jokes, and not make it look too bad. Like, right?
Yeah.
Right?
One would think.
We could save that for another time, but that is a really wretchedly bad movie. I think it's a hate it or hate it is what that podcast would be.
Are you talking about the second one, Annihilation?
Annihilation, yeah.
Yeah, that is...
Yeah.
I remember watching it when it came out because I was super stoked for it, and yeah. I didn't like it when I was like...
12? 13?
13, yeah. Because I was 11, I think... I just did the math. I was 11 when the first one came out.
Yeah.
So.
And I wouldn't say it was the first disappointment I've ever seen in a movie theater. But certainly
that's
up there.
Not hard, but...
Yeah. So, my first disappointment was The NeverEnding Story 2, which was also wretchedly bad.
Ooh.
So.
I liked it when I was a kid and I tried to watch that as an adult. Did not go over well.
It's amazing how many movies you watch as a kid and you're like, this is good. And then you go and watch them again when you're like an adult and you're like, this is bad. Like,
this is why my dad left.
Oh, God.
Damn.
You might not be wrong, though.
That's pretty harsh, Josh.
You watched Three Ninjas, all of them. I'm out. I'm getting smokes and I'm never coming back. So it's fair to say that the movies needed a reboot, if for no other reason than the fact that it's been 15 years and all the actors have basically aged out of playing them. I think the guy who played Liu Kang is basically old enough to play Raiden now. Like, so we needed a reboot, and what we got is the new one, just called Mortal Kombat, as I said, on HBO Max. And it certainly avoids some of the pitfalls of the original film. It's gorier, has a lot of cussing, goes for an R rating. And I think it probably invests about as much in the original story as the first movie does, which, let's face it, it's Mortal Kombat. There isn't that much story. So
you just don't play them deep enough.
There's
some good cut story.
I mean, if we really want to resemble it, we're going to have them climb a tower and fight each of the Mortal Kombats along the way to get to the end of their story mode.
Spoiler.
But, so I mean, it's not like the game has because it's based on the first couple games. It's not like it has a really deep story to it. You know, it's combatants come together to defend Earth If they fail to defend Earth, the Emperor of Outland takes over movie, and then end scene and fight. That's it.
Well, I really liked that the first 5 minutes were really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The rest of the movie kind of slowed down to a screeching halt, but the first 5 minutes were really pretty. And I really didn't have a problem with the, I guess I'm not very good with creator names or whatever their names were. Raiden's the one with the lightning ability, right?
Yeah, the lightning god.
Okay. Through half of the beginning of the movie, or at least at the beginning of the movie, so I was like going, so where's the baby? Like, what happened to the baby? Sorry, spoilers. No, throughout first most of it.
Yeah.
And then I was like going, where's Johnny Cage? That's all I cared about. So, yeah.
I mean, Josh, we'll go to you in a second on this, but like, I did like the first 5 minutes. I liked that they set it around the battle between Scorpion and Sub-Zero. But and you know the games better than I do, Josh. I'm curious. I always thought Scorpion was the bad guy, and while there's a Sub-Zero that's not a good guy, I thought that the Sub-Zero clan were better guys than the Scorpion guys.
If memory serves, like, the first Sub-Zero was, quote-unquote, a bad guy, uh-huh. because he did kill Scorpion's family.
Okay.
But then after, like, Mortal Kombat 2 and onward, it was a new Sub-Zero, which
his
was
Nihon's brother.
Yeah. And he has a scar on his face.
Yeah.
And then the original Sub-Zero becomes Noob Saibot, which is like a crazy evil spirit dude.
Yeah. So. Okay. So he is a bad guy.
Yeah. So there's the deep cut backstory, I guess.
Yes.
But where does Rain and Ermac come into that? And what about Reptile and Smoke?
Reptile was kind of there.
a dinosaur creature was in the movie. I don't know if I'd necessarily call it Reptile, but yeah. So that
yeah,
was
I was wondering how Warcraft got into Mortal Kombat, like the ogre creature with four arms.
Oh, that's Goro.
Yeah,
Goro's always been in there.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the two end bosses of the first game, and he was a dirty fucking cheater because the computer like read your inputs and always had him beat the shit out of you.
And also, like, new Reptile has like a reptile face now. He doesn't have the
does he? Okay,
mask. Yeah,
he's just a power dark. Swap ninja.
Yeah, they updated his look a little bit.
Okay, I mean they do that because like the third Mortal Kombat game changed Smoke over from a ninja to a weird robot dude. So
yeah, yes, it did.
Like with Cable or something else. I don't know. These are really dumb names, okay? But yeah,
it was the 90s. You didn't have to think about stuff. It's like, we want someone that has ice. What's ice? It's cold. Sub-zero temperatures. Done. Next one. This guy has smoke grenades. What do we call him? Smoke. Done. This guy looks like a lizard. What do we call him? Reptile. Done.
This guy has a thing that comes out of his hand that's a spear. What do we call him? Scorpion? I'm not quite sure of the connection there, but let's go with it. So
Dick Hands was not Dick capable of handling it.
And Edward Penis Hands is a porn movie. So So yes. let's look at the plot. So mirroring the video game, and that actually makes a fair bit of sense. The Sub-Zero guy comes after the Scorpion guy, kills his family. Kills Scorpion. Scorpion is sent to hell, thus explaining why in some of the games he has, like, an undead visage and fire powers. But the Scorpion, the soon-to-be Scorpion's kid, little daughter, is saved by Raiden and goes and, I guess, Raiden raises her. And then generations down the line, we're introduced to some other dude whose name I can't remember. And it doesn't really matter because he wasn't a bad actor and his fighting was okay, but the character they gave him basically made him into, like, an animate slab of meat, more or less.
Yeah, like,
I mean, that was his power, too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he was kind of boring.
Yeah. But I don't know I necessarily blame it on the guy, because it looked like he was trying to be charismatic. It's just that he had no character whatsoever.
Now, is it bad that I didn't give a crap about his family?
I would have given
They didn't listen at all. Like, no. stay here. No, let's leave the house and chase after him. Like, what? I've always told Sven that if there's ever some kind of something after us and I say stay in the house, he will stay in the house.
My thing is the, like, I would have cared more about the family if the daughter had more of a connection. Like, she's one of the clan members because she's his daughter.
Right.
So, like, if they decided to, like, let her have a little bit of, like, sudden magic, or maybe, like, he's the one that's drawn in because he has a symbol, but he can't use it, and suddenly she's the one that develops some or something. I know that's not exactly necessary to the, like, doesn't exactly mirror the video game, but certainly would have been more interesting, like, for a movie. The problem I have with some of these things is when movies are a little, have a little too much fidelity to the original source material. It's not the same media. You need to be willing to make some changes.
Yeah, and to Dean's point too, like, I didn't even realize that that was his biological daughter until like halfway into the movie, and she's like, "Dad," because like, the entire time Jose and I are like, "Is that his daughter? Or is that his what? Like, is that his girlfriend's kid? Like,
it's just his corner girl."
I'm confused.
Yeah. And like some of the other characters in the movie were fine. I thought the guy they had for Kano was pretty amusing. Sonya Blade and Jax were decent. Like, the Jax guy is actually, he played Jimmy Olsen. Supergirl. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he got buff, man.
Yeah, he
like, he really built himself out there.
And I like the special effects they use for all the stuff. The special effects are nice and gory, and like with that certain amount of detail that doesn't make them look too plasticky, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time,
assuming that the sets were not all completely CGI. I thought the sets were pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, much better than the second movie for sure.
Yes,
but it's like, I think the other major failing that I felt in the movie, and it's like in comparison to stuff, is that beyond like Sub-Zero, who, because he had the first 5 minutes, we actually kind of relate him as a villain. There's nothing to the villains. They're all look with no substance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I think we relied on the fact that, you know, a lot of people would have background knowledge going into the movie about, yeah, like,
you can't do that.
Who bad guy, which isn't how you tell a story.
No, it's so. Not. It's not. That might be how Mortal Kombat tells a story, but it's at the same time, it's like, what is it? The sorcerer's name, Shao Kahn? Shang Tsung?
The Shao Kahn's the Shang Tsung, yeah.
Shang Tsung.
Shao Kahn's the other bad guy.
The Emperor?
Yeah.
Okay, so Shang Tsung. These are terrible names. He's supposed to, like, rip the souls out of people and then clone them and fight as them and so forth. That's how he works in the video games, anyway. But none of, like, he ripped the soul out of someone out of, like, nowhere and for no reason, because the guy wasn't even defeated. That was really weird. Kung Lao, like, just suddenly he dies, and you're like, why? And if he can do that to Kung Lao, why can't he do that to everyone else?
Right.
So, that didn't work, and he didn't feel like the character we're expecting. There was something missing there. They did a lot of focus on the heroes to the detriment of Scorpion, because he wasn't interesting. But they didn't really do anything for the villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, I can agree with that.
Your thoughts?
Well, there's a few.
Okay.
I know Gura's been already touched upon, but yeah. That it was one of the few things that actually drew my attention. I'm not one for gore, but this style of gore was hilarious, and it just tickled me fancy. But yeah, Mortal Kombat's definitely one of those where you have to shut off your brains a lot. The choreography landed better than, you know, the original movies did. But, you know, it's like Fast and Furious, but martial arts, you know.
And gore.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But the like, spoiler, the little betrayal at the end, everyone, it was like, okay, like, slow clap. Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you not see that coming?
Yeah, like, I think I touched upon that in the article, which was, this is the most obvious betrayal that has ever been in the history of betrayals. Kano tells you he's literally going to betray you in the first 5 minutes you see him, and then everyone is utterly stunned when he betrays them.
Well, I don't think we were stunned.
We weren't.
I'm just like, it's one of those things like, don't blame Charlie Sheen for being Charlie Sheen.
Exactly.
But yeah, I do have one big complaint, okay. And is that that's the song that everyone knows about. And it's like, you can kind of sort of hear it in there, but it's not the big thing. But at the very end, when credits are rolling, that's when it comes out.
That is a legitimate gripe, Bex. I'm there with you in that gripe. I'm like, where's the song?
Yeah.
We all want the song. Where's the fucking song? And it's not there.
Yeah, it's like, how do you have like the most climactic moment without that song? The credits should not be the most climactic moment.
Yeah, you want a 3-on-3 fight. You want someone to shout Mortal Kombat, and then you just want that like pulsing sound to happen while everyone else in the background just kind of raves, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much how the whole series is wrapped around. Is that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At least in my mind. That's
you
all
are
100%
correct. I am there with you.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean, that's legitimate. That's and it is in there if you're listening for it. You can kind of hear the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, very quietly.
It kind of gets your hopes up.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, neat. You get the little kind of nostalgic feel-goods.
Yeah.
But it's just a tease.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we could do this as a love it or hate it, but I kind of think all of us are just kind of like, it's okay.
And it was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It is what it is. It's a Mortal Kombat. You don't expect it to blow you out of the water, you know?
No, like, for it to actually be deep, we'd have to focus on a single character and just a couple of villains and almost do it like a superhero story. And that's not, like, the general plot of Mortal Kombat.
No, that's like Karate Kid or something.
Yeah. Now, if the Karate Kid had this much gore and cussing, I would absolutely watch all of them all over again.
I mean, it might.
I mean,
Daniel's in the field or on the mat against God, what's the blonde douche's name?
Johnny?
Creep? Johnny, yeah. Daniel's on the mat against Johnny. He does the butterfly kick, snaps his head back, then he, like, leaps, pounces on him and just rips his head off, like, pulling out his spine. And the judge is like, 3 points, LaRusso! I mean, that'd be great.
We just said you couldn't kick him in the head. We didn't say you couldn't rip his spine out.
Yeah, right? Like LaRusso's already complaining about the fact that he cheated by kicking him in the face. What's a spine rip at that point, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you creating your own Mortal Kombat team now?
Yeah, well, that does get me to the next thing. Unless we have anything else to discuss about the movie itself.
Well, I was going to say that did remind me about in the movie how I do enjoy how they did the nods towards the video game of like how, you know, they'd rip things out and all that because that
flawless
gave me victory. Some glee too.
Yeah.
But I was wishing, and it's only because you just showed me that the friendship ending, and I'm a little sad we didn't even get to see that, you know, even as a spoof in the credits.
Yeah, because we got fatalities, we got like whatever that Liu Kang's animality, his fire dragon, but we needed a friendship in there. I'm sorry, we absolutely needed one.
They even put one in the first movie.
Yeah. Like,
oh, they did?
Yeah.
When Johnny Cage kills Goro, he drops an autographed headshot of himself, and that's the friendship from Mortal Kombat 2, I think.
Mortal Kombat 2. I think it's in 3 as well, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the later friendships, they change it to him doing a soft shoe, which isn't as funny.
No, it's not. I like the conceited, here's my headshot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Maybe we'll get that in the next movie because they want to focus on Johnny Cage with the next one.
And I'm hoping that Ryan Reynolds gets it.
Is he up for it?
Apparently, there's a huge internet campaign.
That would be amazing. And, please, that would be amazing.
I don't remember if this is true or not, but I think I read somewhere that he expressed interest as well. So
he would double the cost of the movie though because he's not cheap anymore.
Yeah. I think it depends on what he's doing, though, because he has been known to waive his fees to do a movie that's super stupid.
Yeah, it's like if you want to do a thing, hell, I'd get paid less to do a thing that I super want.
I mean, so actors have been known to do that. They'll take scale and do the 60 grand just to do a movie. Yeah.
Or they'll take, you know, royalties from the movie.
Yeah, points. Little,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay me, but give me points on the back end. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. That'd be great. Anyway, so I am curious. We know, like, the characters in the movie aren't deep, but it was established that if you get the dragon mark in the movie, you get to have a superpower. Like, they only gave they give each character one, but, like, Kano gets a laser eye, and Kung Lao gets to throw a hat, and, like his was dumb, okay? But, so, if you ended up in Mortal Kombat, and assuming that you actually won, which I know in my case, my asthma, that's not happening, but assuming that you won, what would be your fatality? Well, what would be your superpower? What would be your fatality? And what would be your friendship?
Oh, man. I know.
Whoever wants to go first.
I gotta think a little bit.
Well, do you have one, Mike, or you want to go last?
I mean, I usually go last, but I could probably go first if you guys want.
Yeah, go first.
I mean, I could probably fudge mine up because I don't think I'm gonna...
Oh, go for it.
I mean, for the superpower, it'd probably either be, like, I don't know, nails that shot out, like, barbs or some shit.
Like that.
And, let's see, there's a fatality and a friendship?
Friendship, yeah, and fatality.
Fatality might be just like clawing somebody's eyeballs out and like dancing around with them. maybe their tongue too. I don't know. God. Whatever kills them. and friendship would fuck. I don't know. Like ripping a little heart in their clothing. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so since I like to cook, I think my superpower would be like just having a limitless supply of like sharp kitchen knives that I'd throw at people. So then,
yes.
So my fatality, I think, would be like I like butcher them and then serve them up like teppanyaki style. Yeah, see,
delicious. Oh, ew.
Yeah, great, right? Hell yeah! Yes. I mean, because the fatalities are really dumb and elaborate sometimes, like ridiculously so. And then I guess like friendship, even though this is crossing genres, I don't care. Friendship would be like, I then like bust out a copy of Castlevania and then like start playing it.
So, that is so you.
That's so me.
That is really so you. Okay. So for me, I guess what was the first one?
Superpower.
My superpower would be very similar to Black Canary. I think I'd have like vocal cords.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the fatality would be like, instead, you know how high-pitched noises can explode a glass?
Yeah.
I think it would be exploding the head. I think that's what would explode somebody's head.
Now, I know Bridget isn't copying this because, like, she's never played the Mortal Kombat games before. Isn't this actually a character?
Yeah, does somebody Sindel. Actually do that? I don't
Sindel.
Know that.
Sindel. But that's okay. You're a palette swap of Sindel. You're fine. It's good.
Yeah, okay.
And then, you're better than Sindel.
Yeah.
My friendship would be pouring somebody coffee, I think.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, take us home.
I see it.
Well, take you home.
Take us
but
home.
You're already at home. We're social distancing.
What do you got?
I don't know. I should have went first because mine, I don't have any good ideas.
I don't know. Well, let's see what we think Josh's should be.
But I think mine would probably be like a teleportation type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Not like teleportation stuff.
Zoom around kind of like Raiden does?
No, more like portal type of teleportation.
Okay.
But the only fatality that I can really think of is using a portal to like cut up their body. Ooh. And then like...
Brody. I like it.
I love it.
And then my friendship would probably be something really dumb, like portaling them to like a hospital or something.
I heard you, Yuko. I mean, I know your animality would be like a kaiju, so.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the easy part.
We didn't ask about that one, though.
No, you didn't. It's like, oh, Godzilla, done. Or drive like a mech suit. That'd be cool, too. Ooh, that was my other power out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I think we've talked out Mortal Kombat, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's okay. We're doing it badly enough that nobody can say that we're actually copying it.
we get 8 measures, man.
We get 4.
What?
Don't worry, it was all bad. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike, Asthmatic Ninja Finkelstein.
I'm Josh. I finished him, Schaefer.
I'm still just only Queen Bee.
And I'll be Bex. I'll choose to be Bex.
And we will see you next time.